This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I touched on fiscal policy a little bit with Daniel Tarullo, what Congress and the White House can do taxing and spending-wise once the Fed has done its thing on interest rates. That's monetary policy. Because powerful as the Fed and rates might be, sometimes the economy just needs more. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor dug a little fiscally deeper.
Ultimately, a virus is not a financial problem. Steve Blitz is chief U.S. economist for T.S. Lombard, and he says if the virus creates a recession or economic slowdown, and let us stress if, it would be the first time since the 1970s oil crisis that such a slowdown had a non-financial cause.
Interest rates in and of themselves are not the reason for the slowdown. Therefore, interest rates in and of itself are not the solution.
So then what? Mark Zandi is chief economist at Moody's Analytics.
Fiscal stimulus is the answer.
Fiscal stimulus, government spending. This is, he says, what got us out of the Great Recession as quickly as we did.
Most straightforward, obvious thing would be a payroll tax holiday. So we all pay payroll taxes. We could not pay them for a while. That would be a cash infusion, particularly to lower middle income households, and they would spend that very quickly.
If the virus were to cause layoffs, food stamps and unemployment insurance would keep people spending and driving the economy. Jay Bryson, acting chief economist with Wells Fargo Securities, says the government might have to get creative.
Maybe we just spend boatloads of money on opening up hospitals if you have to quarantine people. You could subsidize companies for childcare, say, you know, suddenly we start closing bunches of schools, you know, for a month or two.
Any response like that is going to have to depend on the actual impact of the new coronavirus. Does it pass after a month or two, or does it actually drag down economic growth substantially? Again, Steve Blitz with T.S. Lombard.
In reality, politically, you're not going to get any fiscal response until you start seeing unemployment rise.
Which is another way of saying it's going to take a while, especially in a polarized political environment. It would also cost money. Money that would have to be borrowed. Despite a healthy economy, the government's deficit has ballooned to nearly $1 trillion over the past few years on the back of tax cuts and increased spending. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.